Big news! Wayfair's Black Friday sale is here, early. Right now at Wayfair, get up to 70% off everything you need for the season ahead. Save on kitchen and dining, bedroom furniture and mattresses, holiday decor, and way more. Now is the time to score big, from seasonal finds to favorites you'll use all year long. Plus, with Wayfair, enjoy fast and easy shipping, with delivery in time for the holidays. Save up to 70% off early Black Friday deals. Shop now at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, the US Congress has written to Andrew Mountbatten Windsor, the outcast formerly known as Prince, requesting an interview with him in connection with his long-standing friendship with paedophile financier Jeffrey Epstein. We're joined by Vincent McAvaney, London-based journalist. Vincent, just bring us up to speed on what's happening here. Why have congressmen sought to summon Andrew now?
Well, these 16 Democratic congressmen on the House Oversight Committee are writing to him, and they've actually addressed this letter to Royal Lodge, the house he's about to get booted out of, asking that they would like to speak to him about his long-standing friendship with Jeffrey Epstein. They want to know about his network, his associates, any information that he can provide them on what exactly was going on at his homes in Florida, New York, and on that island as well. They want what they're saying is a transcribed interview in front of the Congressional Committee on the Epstein case. They have no authority, though. He is a British citizen. He's not American, to compel him to come and talk. They're simply inviting him to come to do so.
Is he likely to go?
No, he is not likely to go whatsoever. And this committee is controlled by Republicans, who notably have not put their support behind this move. But I think Prince Andrew will not feel compelled in any way to go. But it does create a problem for him, because the statement that he put out, as it was Virginia Giuffre in her posthumous memoir pointed out to everyone, reminded everyone recently, in his statement a few years ago when he made a settlement with her, he explicitly said he wanted to work towards helping victims of trafficking and domestic violence and abused women, and that is what he would focus on doing now. Well, so far as we can see, you know, he hasn't done anything in that realm whatsoever. In fact, there are reports that he's been removing mentions of statements about, moving mentions about victims from statements until that statement the King gave last week. So, you know, he might struggle to find an organization that wants to work with him. But still, if he wanted to help, he could speak to authorities, because those are the greatest power players in this to try and stop this kind of behavior going on.
But as you say, unlikely to happen. Buckingham Palace, has there been any reaction, public or in private?
Nothing at the moment. Of the sort of move yesterday was that the King officially stripped his brother's titles. This was in the Gazette, which is the UK's official public record. It mentioned that the Prince and Duke of York title were no longer in effect, along with his sort of more minor titles. So he is now officially Andrew Mountbatten Windsor. He has not yet moved out of Royal Lodge, where this letter was sent to go up to Norfolk, to Sandringham. He's not really been seen in the past week at all. Not much coming out of the palace on this. They're wanting to move past it. They've got Prince William out in Brazil with his Earthshot Prize and at the COP30 meeting. And they want the focus to be on that, not on this.
Vincent McAvaney, London-based journalist, thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast this morning.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Big news! Wayfair's Black Friday sale is here, early. Right now at Wayfair, get up to 70% off everything you need for the season ahead. Save on kitchen and dining, bedroom furniture and mattresses, holiday decor, and way more. Now is the time to score big, from seasonal finds to favorites you'll use all year long. Plus, with Wayfair, enjoy fast and easy shipping, with delivery in time for the holidays. Save up to 70% off early Black Friday deals. Shop now at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.